This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sharon Brody. Every year, thousands of independent musicians enter NPR's Tiny Desk Contest, hoping to win the ultimate prize, a performance behind Bob Boylan's desk. A lot of these great undiscovered artists are from right here in Massachusetts, which is why every year, WBUR chooses our own favorite from among the local Tiny Desk entries.
One, two, three,
This year, that artist is Hisu, a recent Berkeley grad originally from South Korea.
I was busy dating people, now I'm caught up in my emotions.
Hisu's music reflects her Berkeley training, her taste for electronic sounds, and her childhood love of K-pop, that's Korean pop. WBUR arts and culture reporter Amelia Mason has more on why Hisu is an artist to watch.
The thing that pushed Hisu's video to the top was the song's hook. It's just so catchy. I kept waking up with the chorus stuck in my head. The band is also really impressive. They're all crammed into Hisu's bedroom. The bass player is wedged into a back corner, and the key player has his keyboard on the bed. And even constrained like this, they're incredibly tight, really groovy. And they also never do too much. You know, the drummer has a really light touch. At one point, the keyboard drops out, and then it's just so exciting when he comes back in.
Listen to my motions.
The song is called Me, and Hisu says she wrote it while she was single for the first time after ending a long-term relationship to focus on her career.
I felt like when I was in that relationship, I didn't have time for myself, and I felt the person was kind of holding me back.
She realized she needed to be by herself for a while before getting back into dating. And she expresses this in the chorus, which she sings in Korean. It translates to, I want to spend more time with myself. I want to get to know myself better.
It's like a summary of the whole song. So which is
kind of a gesture of inclusion for her Korean fans.
So if the Korean listeners, if they don't know the verses like in English, they would just understand like, oh, this is what is this about.
Hisu's full name is Hisu Yu. She grew up in South Korea, in the capital city.
Seoul?
Seoul.
But Seoul, yeah, that's like...
And she comes from a musical family. Her mom is a composer and conductor of traditional Korean music. But when she was a kid, Hisu was not into traditional music. She was all about K-pop, which she loved to sing at karaoke.
In Korea, we say 노래방. It's not karaoke. 노래방, that was like my playground. Like growing up as a kid, I would just go there and spend like 7-8 hours. Like,
but as Hisu got older, she felt like she didn't fit into Korean society, which she felt was more restrictive for women and girls.
You can't speak loud or vocal about certain stuff, but I wasn't like that. Like, I was just very, my personality just didn't fit in that society. Like, I was very blunt, bold, and I was just frustrated.
Hisu wanted to get out of Korea, so she enrolled in a study abroad program and ended up going to high school in Rochester, New York, which was kind of a culture shock. But she thrived. She even had a lead role in the high school musical.
It was Susical the Musical. And I was the Maisie Lovebird, yeah.
She just loved performing, which is how she ended up at Berklee College of Music.
So I got to Berklee, and, you know, like, people were doing, like, oh, cool neo-soul, live band, jazzy, very groovy music. And I thought I wanted something like that.
TikTok.
That's an early recording of Hisu and her band playing her song TikTok. It really sounds like a lot of the R&B music coming out of Berklee. But Hisu realized that wasn't her. She grew up on K-pop and she loves to make people dance. So she started going in a more electronic direction. Hisu definitely has a knack for writing catchy melodies. One of my favorites is her song, Reminder. When she started out, Hisu worked with other producers on her songs. But this year she released the first song she produced herself. It's called Honey Eyes. For this song, she sampled traditional Korean drums and a stringed instrument called the gayageum. It's that little twangy sound. Because of her mother, Hisu grew up steeped in traditional Korean music, but she didn't really appreciate it at the time. And now she's sort of recognizing what her childhood gave her. I think it's very telling that our local Tiny Desk panel chose Hisu's song, Me, which she sings in Korean and English. K-pop is at a tipping point here in the States, and mainstream American audiences are starting to embrace Korean culture in a way they never have before. That couldn't have happened at a better time for Hisu. But I wouldn't reduce Hisu to her Korean identity either. She's very much a product of all her influences, and she's very much herself.
For photos and Amelia's profile of Hisu, go to WBUR.org.